producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. China's rule of only one child per family looks like it's going to be no more, and they will allow families to increase to two kids per family. I know, I mean, we stopped at two. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a new paint, Sherwin-Williams. Has a new paint that's a new antibacterial paint. And some say this could save lots and lots of lives at hospitals. We also have an article here talking about five ways drinking beer can boost your performance in the bedroom. I know a lot of you guys think it's very, very sexy to drink beer, but there's some, some benefits to drinking beer and how you'll respond to the bedroom. Not that I am encouraging people to drink beer. Okay, because honestly, you guys burp a lot, and that's really not very fun, okay? We got the worst kind of Halloween candy. We'll talk about what we should not be having our kids trick-or-treat with. A lot of you guys think that your wife is why you have heart problems. Actually, you're wrong. Married patients survive better after heart surgery. So we'll talk about that. Jerry Sandusky is back in the news. I'll tell you why. Paul Ryan is now our new Speaker of the House. What can we look forward to with that? And less of us are dying from heart disease, cancer, or stroke. We are doing pretty damn good. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I saw the debate, the CNBC debate yesterday, I honestly was unimpressed. I think we're done, to be honest, with the primary debates. I think we're done if they're not going to do it right. I really think we're done. I mean, I don't know about you guys, and maybe my definition of a debate is wrong, but I thought what a debate is supposed to be is you have a couple candidates, and you go, all right, look, okay, what are we going to do with Obamacare? What are we going to do with ISIS? What are we going to do with our immigration issues? Okay, how would you differ from him, and why is your plan better than his or hers? And talking about the issues, I don't understand what was happening unless, again, these debates are just all about the ratings. So these moderators, it looks like they had questions that they were hoping to spike ratings. And I'm sitting there going, look, this is wasting my time. I guess, you know, they tried to make fun of Donald Trump, talking him as saying it's like a comic book campaign. And his response to that, how does that help us? Okay, I want to know, why is this tax reform going to work? Okay, fine. You said you have a tax reform, but why? Why is that not going to increase the deficit? You know, why is that going to work? All right. The candidates kind of went out there, prepared to not bag on each other and not rip on each other. You know, there were a couple jabs. All right. And that was kind of nice. And you could actually debate an issue without ripping on each other. You could say, you know, Donald Trump's plan is nice, but, you know, the reason why I want to do this is because I found that people respond more to X, Y, and Z. You see, I mean, you know, let us know why your plan is better. We're still confused. I am still just as confused as I've always been on which one of these people can run the country later. Just like I was at the Democratic debate. I'm like, everybody was promising, I'm going to give you more of this, more of this, more of this. And I'm still just as confused because, you know, nothing seemed practical. So, you know, CNBC, apparently, the ratings were not as good. I think either people are sick of this. Maybe people are just kind of, you know, fatigued by the issue. I guess 24 million people watched the first GOP debate on Fox News. 23 million people tuned into the CNN GOP debate. And then 15.3 million viewers looked at the Democratic debate. And then, we don't have the initial numbers yet. All right. They say their initial numbers are higher than their ratings usually are, but they project that they're going to come in lower. Apparently, Donald Trump was talking about how they were charging a boatload for, ads. I guess, $250,000 for a 30-second ad. And so I get that. And then you also have game two of the World Series. So, I think it was uneventful. But, I would say, you know, we're done. I mean, until you guys have your Democratic front runner and your Republican front runner, I think you're just wasting our time. I mean, it's great because, you know, we got to see Marco Rubio, do what, you know, he does best. I think, Chris Christie did well. I think they all did well. You know, they all got to say their points. Carly Fiorina didn't get much speaking time. And, you know what, it's now at the point where we're like, all right, guys, we need some answers and we need it now. And, you know, I know everybody, you know, deserves to fight for their campaign, but these debates don't really seem to change that. They all sounded good, but people like who they like and they're going to support who they like. It doesn't matter what a good job Chris Christie did. They were talking about fantasy football. I don't know why they were bringing up fantasy football. I mean, again, a debate has nothing to do with entertainment. I don't want to be entertained. I want answers. So I guess Chris Christie's like, why the hell are we talking about fantasy football when we got, you know, national security threats? So good for him. Is that going to skyrocket him in the polls? I don't know. So if we don't see much happen with the polls after this debate, I'd say let's just be done with it. Okay, and let's just, you know, wait until we have the Democratic versus the Republican, and then can you please, rather than, you know, trying to spike your own ratings, just answer questions that we want to know. Okay? You know, why should we not repeal Obamacare? Hillary, tell us that. Why? Why? Right, well, you know, because Obamacare is good, blah, 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 blah. Then the other side, you know, says that. You know, and you know, why is repealing Obamacare a bad idea? Well, because, you know, blah, 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 we have all these people on Medicare, but then the other person says, you know, I mean, you know, just let's just talk about the issue. So I'm frustrated, but, you know, it that's just me. Okay. I mean, I got to prep for a show the next day. I don't have time. If I want to be entertained, I'll watch Modern Family or I'll watch Game of Thrones or Vikings or Empire, which, by the way, Empire was not on because the World Series. It's all right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you're allowed to have more than one baby now in China, but don't have more than two. Apparently, this policy that was introduced back in 1980 by the Communist Party, where you can only have one child, has, I guess, following a four-day meeting, allowed now there to be two children per couple. China has announced the end of its hugely controversial one-child policy today. Despite being the world's second largest economy, they have growing concerns over their population is aging. They have a staggering economy. And they are worried that you don't have enough, I guess, people putting money into the system. the, let me see here. In the past, they had a very high birth rate, and so the policy restricted most couples to only a single offspring. And then there was some pretty big enforcement. There, how unfortunately, have been gender imbalances, as people want, you know, a son and, you know, et cetera. So there were reforms in 2013, and they allowed a second child for some couples in urban areas, but not many have taken up the opportunity. Maybe they're scared that what happens if they change their mind. The communist leadership met in Beijing to discuss ways to put the country's stuttering economy back on a smooth growth path, they say, as it struggles from structural inefficiencies and social policies left over from an era before it embraced market reforms. So this is called the Fifth Plenum. It's a conclave to discuss the next five-year plan for China. And I guess this is the 13th time they've met since the People's Republic was founded in 1949. So they met over 4 days, had a couple hundred people there. And then they look through, they kind of work through all the process. And I don't know if, you know, they, you know, did a better job agreeing and, you know, coming up with consensus, you know, than we do over here in the States. But, you know, it's a sign that things are, you know, progressing, shall we say. But, it still just kind of blows my mind on, how, you know, that could happen. You know, you forget, you know, when you live here in America, how many freedoms we have. You know, I mean, can you imagine getting pregnant and being told, sorry, can't have that child? So, yeah, frustrating. But, all right, so at least they're moving towards that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, Paul Ryan is, elected. He, did very well, received 236 votes, is now the 62nd Speaker of the House, taking over for John Boehner. John Boehner made a speech, cried a couple times. It was a, you know, very moving speech. And, you know, I mean, Paul Ryan, he looks fresh, younger, you know, looks like, you know, he's gonna get things done. He looks like he's gonna be, you know, a hard butt on everybody, to get them to agree. But, you know, I don't know. And I mean, you know, John Boehner was stubborn. I mean, you would think that, you know, he would be able to, you know, get everybody kind of on board. So, there's a lot of expectations for Paul Ryan. And, I'm not sure. I mean, a lot of people have high hopes. And again, you know, he's 45 years old, the youngest speaker since 1869. And, apparently he's been in politics ever since he was little. I think he even helped put, you know, signs up for Boehner's campaign in the past. So, I think he's like a fifth generation Wisconsinite, Catholic, you know, family man. But, you know, he laid down, you know, some rules and specifics before he took the job. And so, we'll see. And, you know, the Democrats is probably the easiest part of his job. It's, uniting the Republicans and having, you know, the House get stuff done. So, you know, you just kind of take a look at this. And, you know, you wonder if maybe John Boehner retired early because you have the election coming up. And maybe, you know, people said, look, you know, we have an election and the last thing we want to do is look like the Congress doesn't get anything done. You know, while we have a year before the election, why don't we put somebody in new, see what we could do, and prove to everybody that we get stuff done before an election comes. Because right now, one of the biggest criticisms people have of the GOP is they don't get stuff done and they don't unite. And, nobody can agree. So, you know, obviously everything's political. All right. And, it'll be very interesting to see. You know, I mean, personally, you know, here's the thing, you know, whether you're right or left or whatever. Okay. All right. We want people working. We want people safe. We want people secure. You know, when you look at these whole, you know, political ideologies, you know, or even religious ideologies, you know, many of us, we still want the same core thing. You know, we agree on a lot. And I still don't understand why bills have to be multiple pages long. Why can't bills be, you know, one item? You know, all right. You know, let's expand Medicaid. Period. The Affordable Health Care Act didn't have to be 2,200 pages. Okay? Just one bill. Let's pass that. See how it works. See what happens when we expand Medicaid. Let the states, you know, digest that. Let everybody figure that out. We have a recession. Let's just take Medicaid, allow more people to fall under Medicaid, and let's just go with that and see what happens. All right, well, that's good. I mean, instead, we added all sorts of other stuff onto it, All right. Well, let's now penalize employers if they don't pay for your insurance. Well, of course, the employers are like, well, then I'm not going to hire you. That's one less penalty. Thank you. Less jobs. So, I mean, we start to see all this other bullcrap on the bill. Why can't a bill be just one piece? Oh, Congress doesn't have time to vote on all these. You know what? Actually, they can. If it's one piece, okay, all right, they can look at it. They can figure it out. Vote on it quick. It's just one piece, like Paul Ryan today. That vote came fast. Okay, who wants to vote for Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House? 236 people said yes. I forget how many said no. We move on. Boom. I mean, things can be done faster, and they don't have to be so confusing where you have paper airplanes or I don't know whatever the hell was mixed in with some of these bills. So, you know, I think it can be done. You find the common core, and, I know everybody has to be elected, so everybody's going to want to be able to put something in there for Ohio or Wisconsin or California or something into the bill. So they could go, you see what I did for you? You see what I did? But I got to be honest. If you really want to keep your job in politics, okay, have your constituents happy. When your constituents are happy and they're working and they're making money and they feel safe, they're not going to rock the boat. They're not going to ask for change. So, guys, if you all, Democrat and Republican, want to be in Congress next election, for those of you up for re-election, get stuff done. I don't care if you voted party line or not party line. Whatever creates jobs, whatever puts more money into your constituents' pockets so they have a thriving economy where they live, that, you know, vote. Whatever keeps them safe, vote. Even if it's a Republican ideology or a liberal ideology. All right? Do what it takes to keep them safe, to keep them working, and to keep them educated. All right? And you're going to get reelected, okay? I know there's going to be some bozo saying, well, he sided with the Republicans. And you know what? Let that bozo talk. Or somebody's going to say he sided with the Democrats. Come on. You know, I live in Nevada. And, you know, in Nevada, you know, you have to work with both sides to get stuff done. You know, and a lot of states go, okay, well, you know, we're going to, you know, Nevada first or California first or Michigan first, okay? You know, where do you guys unite? Where's the camaraderie? Is it your city? Is it your state? All right. You know, you're allowed to show camaraderie without it, you know, shooting you in the foot, you know, from a career standpoint. So, personally, I'm optimistic, but, I don't know if the Republicans, if they're really that, fractionated, you know, they better put on one hell of a show this next year. All right, and show that they're united and they're going to get stuff done. Otherwise, they're done for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love this. Paint. Love paint. Love the smell of paint. Sherman Williams plans to introduce on Wednesday a paint that it says kills 5 kinds of bacteria. It's called Paint Shield. It's supposed to, I guess, be sold in the first quarter of 2016. I guess it's going to market to hospitals, nursing homes, healthcare facilities, and school. And maybe even daycare centers, cruise ships, homeowners, etc. The paint contains a quaternary ammonium compound used for fighting bacteria. The paint maker is based out of Cleveland and says its innovation is finding a way to stabilize the compound in paint. It kills all Staph aureus, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, the MRSA, E. coli, vancomycin-resistant enterococci, and Enterobacter aerogenes after 2 hours of exposure on a painted surface. And these bacteria is what people seem to get when they go to the hospital and they get these quote-unquote nosocomial infections. Get them at the gym. All right, so pretty cool stuff. Way to go, Sherwin Williams. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All
all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid law attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this caught my eye. Fox News says there are five ways drinking beer can boost your performance in the bedroom. This comes from Dr. Kat Van Kirk. And he says having a couple of brewskis could be the ticket to living your best sex life, quote unquote, it's science. So, some people think alcohol is an aphrodisiac consumed in moderation. You drink too much, you pass out. But this is what Dr. Katz says is why beer can boost your sexual performance. Number one, it makes you last longer. He says the phytoestrogens in beer can help delay premature ejaculation. As women often take longer to arrive at the party, he says this isn't just great news for men who often show up early. Do you guys get that? He recommends Sierra Nevada. From my state, Sierra Nevada. I've had Sierra Nevada. It's pretty good. It's both delicious and, he says, a good source of on-tap phytoestrogens. I know I blew through that really quickly, but they were talking about premature ejaculation and how beer may allow you to last longer. Then he says that dark brews could help get you in the mood. Okay? They say darker beers have more iron than pale ones. And more iron increases both red blood cells and overall circulation. So, if you have better circulation and more red blood cells than certain parts of your body that need to work during sex, right? Yeah. No. Yes, I would like people to use more hands, honestly. Really. They say beer increases stamina. Research at the Italy's Fondazione di Ricerca e Cura showed that men who downed a pint a day were 31% less likely to suffer from heart issues, giving credence to the belief that beer is good for heart health. I don't know. Combined with exercise, they say it could also be your ticket to better cardio endurance. I don't know if I want to say that. Okay, you know, a lot of beer drinkers I see have diabetes, have gout. I don't want to say it's going to help your heart, but there are theories out there. They say Guinness. Guinness is great for stomach issues. They say don't judge a beer by its cover. Guinness is low in calories and alcohol content. It's an Irish beer, by the way. And they say it has vitamins, minerals. Hold on, I think I have some audio coming in. Vitamins, minerals, vitamin B, probiotics. So apparently you don't feel as much stomach issues. See, I don't know. Don't you bloat? I thought beer makes you bloat a lot. I still don't understand that. But oh well. All right. And they say you will not feel sluggish during sex if you drink a Guinness. Okay, you got to be careful here with this because you don't want to make it sound like drinking Guinness is like your vitamin drink. People will have that in the morning. We don't want that. They say there's even a beer specifically engineered to enhance performance. I guess 50 Shades of Green is green juice and Viagra combined. I had no idea there's a 50 Shades of Green out there. It has a ginseng, ginkgo biloba, damiana, and that helps achieve sexual desire, blood flow, and nerve stimulation. Okay, so it doesn't really have Viagra in it, because I would say be careful with that. Okay. Ginseng, ginkgo biloba, I don't know much if that can really, really act as natural Viagra. Remember we talked about natural Viagra? I don't know. Again, I've never tried it myself because I really don't have a body part to try that on. So they say, I guess, show this to your quote-unquote girl and never again have to blame your colleagues for making you linger one extra round at happy hour. All right. Okay. So, I don't know, people. I mean, if this is, if it helps. We've talked about some of the 10 healthier brews. Remember we talked about the grams of carbs and stuff like that? So, they suggest in this one article by, I think, Andrea Giannacoli, a dietitian, some of the healthier ones because of less calories and carbs are your Pacifico, your Guinness Draught, your Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, your Samuel Adams Light Lager, your Abita Purple Haze. Huh. I guess because there's some raspberry in it. Your Left Hand Good Juju. There's a drink, a beer, called Left Hand Good Juju. There's Yuengling Lager. There's Flying Dog Snake IPA. I don't know, New Belgium Sunshine Wheat. And Deschutes Chainbreaker White IPA. I guess that's a Belgian type of beer. So those are some of the healthiest beers. I don't know. I don't drink beer. I don't like it, guys. I just don't. All right. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Married patients survive better after heart surgery than single, divorced, or widowed people. And if you're married, you have a, or if you're not married and single, divorced, or widowed, you have a 40% greater chance of dying. That stinks. The research supports previous studies that have found advantages for married people because of the benefits of having close social support. But why marriage is beneficial and associated with survival? You know, this we don't know. You know, remember, we were talking about, one of my very first shows back in 2009 was how married men live longer than unmarried men. All right. Not, you know, and I know that goes against every comedian's, monologue and, you know, every premise, you know, you just wonder, you know, but think about it. In biblical times, they had a lot of wives. Okay. Oh, in fact, wait a second here. There's an article that came out saying polygamous households have healthier children. This is interesting. Polygamous households are wealthier and have healthier children. And I don't know what it is, because if I was married to me, oh my gosh, I don't know how my husband does it. You know, and I try to give my husband lots of breaks in the day so he stays alive longer. But I guess being married to him is what's saving his life. I don't know. They say it's been established that the chances of survival following major surgery may be better among married versus unmarried. It is not known how marriage helps post-operative function, unless a lot of single people don't really have, you know, I don't know. I mean, you think if you had a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, new love would be all over there. But maybe you guys don't have the support that you think you do. And when you're married, you have to. You know, if anything happens to my husband, I got to be there. You know, you're his wife. You have to be there. Okay, but when you're a girlfriend or boyfriend, you go like, well, you know, I don't really need to go to your parole hearing. Just joking. All right, so Dr. Newman and Dr. Rachel Werner, associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania, looked at data of 1,500 cardiac surgery patients who took part in the University of Michigan Health and Retirement Study. This started back in 98. Participants were checked each year until 2010. They looked at marital status, age, sex, comorbidities, etc. And 65% of participants were married. 12% were divorced or separated. 21% widowed. 2% never married. And when they looked at over the course of the married, those that were still married, or over the course of a decade, those who were still married, 40% less chance of dying or developing a new disability. Maybe it's because the wives or the husbands, because most of them were probably men, so wives were probably on their butts saying you need to get your act together. Let's look at this polygamy study. A new study looks at polygamy where a man has more than one wife, okay? Polygamy is, polygyny is one more than one wife. Polygamy is the umbrella term for multiple marriages, I guess. Greater health and wealth for women and their children. It was a UC Davis study, that looked at the practice in Tanzania. They looked at polygamous versus monogamous households in 56 villages in northern parts of the country. And I guess it's pretty rampant where you have multiple wives. And they said that those households who had multiple wives had more access to food and healthier children. I don't know, because you would think if a guy had a multiple wives, he had more money to do it. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email. Jonathan writes, my girlfriend is quiet. Yep, a keeper. But she won't let me know when she's upset. She says nothing when I ask her. How would I survive to do it right? She says nothing when I ask her and is not very good at communication. but I know she's unhappy about something. How do you get a woman to communicate? I just opened up Pandora's box, didn't I? All right, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I guess what he's saying is, you know, he's trying to, you know, the wife's kind of sitting there, you know, brooding over, or the girlfriend's brooding over something, and you're like, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay, so what is your job? What is your role as the partner? Okay, do you still dig in? Do you, you know, just go have a beer? I get that. Okay, it's very, very tough when you have a partner that doesn't communicate. It really is. But there are ways to get them to communicate, okay? I like going the honest, straightforward route, but if that doesn't work, you gotta be sly. Okay, so let's say I was, let's take you, Jonathan, let's say I'm you, okay? And your girlfriend's sitting there, and, you're at dinner, and I mean, great day, everything went fine, and she's quiet. Alright? Okay, and I'd be like, okay, well, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay, I'd be like, good, and I'd go and check my text messages, because I don't really have time to stop and whatever. But you know that, you know, you're going to have to deal with it sometime. So for me, I want to deal with it right then and there. I'm like, you know what? You know, you seem quiet. Oh, what's wrong with me now? You always find fault with me. You got to be careful with that. Maybe don't say you seem quiet. Maybe just go, I want to make sure you're happy. Is everything okay? Yeah, it's fine. Okay, and, women do this all the time. Okay? Yeah, it's fine. Because what really gets on a guy's nerves is not knowing. Men like predictability. Men don't like the unpredictable. They don't. Yeah, some women like being surprised, but overall, men and women, we like some, we feel more comfortable with predictability. So she looks you in the eye and goes, fine, fine. And then looks down. She's giving you body language. Now, the reason why she's doing that is because she wants you to slam your napkin down if you're at a type of restaurant where there's a napkin. By the way, maybe that's what's wrong. Maybe you took her to a McDonald's and you didn't take her to a place that had the napkin. So this is what I would do as a guy. Okay? If she's not telling you what the big picture is, then I would concentrate on the little picture at hand. Okay? And this is what I would do. Okay? I'd be like, okay, so let's say you're at a restaurant. Okay? You go, is everything okay? You're quiet. She's like, nah, it's fine. I'd be like, I knew I shouldn't have picked this restaurant. I knew it. Maybe something happened to hear this. I should have asked you where to go. We can leave. It's okay. I want you happy. And she'll be like, no, it's not the restaurant. Oh, well, if it's not the restaurant, what is it? Oh, it's nothing. Oh, okay, then we're good. And then I would just eat. Okay, we're good. Okay, and then if she's still quiet and she's trying to communicate with her silence, what I would probably do, because I'd be getting fed up with that, okay, I'd be like, look, whenever you're ready to talk, I'm here to listen. Okay, I won't prod you anymore. I won't ask you questions anymore because I don't want to, you know, do anything wrong. But if I did do something wrong, I want to fix it. So, you know, whenever you can tell me, I'm going to be ready to listen because I want to fix whatever I did wrong. Now, if my husband said that to me, I would be like, oh, okay, if you're going to fix it, well, then here. And then I would just lay it all down the line. But most likely, she's going to communicate with you. If you think nothing's wrong, she's going to communicate. Okay, so let's say she doesn't say anything. She still doesn't talk, which is very, very difficult. Okay, I don't want you to dump her, but I got to tell you, man, I couldn't be with someone like that. No way. So anyway, so now you're driving home, and she's still sitting there not talking. So then put the music on. Fine. You'll put the music on. So, you know, I'm going to get some tunes on. Okay, now, if she shuts the music off, go, oh, you got a headache? Here, take some aspirin. I got some aspirin over here. You can take some aspirin. No, I don't need to take some aspirin. All right, well, why'd you shut the music off? Nothing. Then, you know what? I don't know. I would leave. because you're not getting anywhere. I mean, you can't be going through dinner. You can't be going through a drive home. I mean, you know, nobody touches my radio. No way. Okay, I put my music on. I want to listen to it. You know, and just tell her, go, you know, look, I want to fix this, so I can't fix it when you don't tell me. So obviously something's wrong. All right. And then, you know, if you think the relationship is over, then bring it up. Go, you know, are you trying to break up with me? Is that what, you know, oh, are you trying to break up with me? No, it's just you're quiet. And whenever somebody's quiet and says nothing's wrong, usually the next thing out of their mouth is I want to break up. So I don't want to break up, but if you're quiet because you want to break up, I'd like to know about it because I don't want to wake up tomorrow and see you gone. You know, and then maybe you should be like, oh, wait a second, you know, it's not that bad. I'm just mad because you haven't called my mother in a week and wished her a happy birthday. Oh, it's your mother's birthday. Oh, let me call her. You can't call her. It's, you know, this time in Tanzania. All right. Well, then, you know what? Not only will I call her, I'm going to send her something. I've been the worst son-in-law to her. Thank you for telling me. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad that I didn't call your mother on her birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Gosh, can you imagine? Wow. All right. Good. And then move on. And if she has more to tell you, she'll tell you. I mean, sometimes a silent treatment works also. Okay? You know, is everything else good? Yeah, it's fine. Good. And then just move on and go on. Sometimes apathy is one of the best weapons. I don't want to say, you know, apathy, because you obviously care. But not noticing that somebody's mad is going to make her want to communicate more. If I'm mad about something, okay, I will drop so many signals until my husband's like, is something wrong? And, of course, I say nothing. Okay, get attention because I'm mad at him. Okay, I'm mad. And then I notice he stops asking. So 3 weeks later, I'll walk over to him and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Huh? Where did this come from? 3 weeks ago, you asked me what was wrong. Took you 3 weeks to tell me. So, did I clarify that? Did that make it clear? Try to be direct. If they don't want to be direct, then be quiet too. She's quiet. You're quiet. Fine. You guys are quiet. You know? And, I don't know. Man. I don't know if she's a keeper. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. I mean, man, unless you cheated. Wow. If you cheated. Okay? Sometimes women are quiet because we need to figure out our plan. We're suspecting you're cheating, and we need to catch you in the act, or we need to get proof. Because if you ask us what's wrong, and we go, well, I'm having a suspicion that you're cheating on me, you're going to cover up all your tracks. So maybe this is really, really big. So this is what I would do, Jonathan. If you're cheating on her, you better stop, because my guess is she's quiet with that. And don't be coming to me trying to have me figure out what's going on and what's wrong. My guess is you have gotten caught. So she's being quiet until she can figure out what's going on. You're a bad, bad boy. Man, you better fix this. Now she's a hero to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Herpes. The World Health Organization says 2/3 of us have herpes. We'll talk about that and what that means. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.